what is it that VA and education and some of the other agencies that are close to the top of this list are doing right?
Well, I think, you know, much like our best places to work in the federal government rankings, it comes down again, once again, to leadership. That leadership is the significant driver to employee satisfaction. And the interesting thing with new employees, that the best places to launch a federal career indicate is that it's even more important for those that are new to government.
What kind of stuff did you ask these people, and who'd you ask it of?
So the best places to launch your federal career snapshot is actually based on the 2010 Employee Viewpoint Survey. So the data is a little bit old, but it's again very telling, and it's basically another slice of data of the federal employee viewpoint survey. So what we did is looked at that data. So it's not necessarily the partnership that asked it. It's actually the questions that are embedded into the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey. But again, you know, at the top of the list are questions around leadership and you know, how connected you feel to your leadership, the connection to your mission, so on and so forth. And again, that seems to be the greatest driver to employee satisfaction.
Is this another deal where it's not just the money? It's not people going, oh, I'm here because I can make decent money. I don't have to worry about my job. I can get good benefits. Is it that same kind of thing that we see in other surveys?
Same type of thing that we see in other surveys. Again, you know, leadership driving the way. Again, the really interesting thing, I think, with this data and what we looked at specifically, Francis, was those who had been in government 3 years or less and were 30 years of age or younger. So
mm-hmm.
Really entry-level, kind of new to government. And, you know, the interesting thing is while they were hugely satisfied, I think, 75% satisfaction rate across government in that cohort. That compares to about 65% of the rest of their federal worker cohorts across government. So new employees more satisfied. That in and of itself, not necessarily a big surprise. I think anywhere that you look, you tend to expect that your new employees are going to be a little bit more satisfied. They come in a little bit more wide-eyed, ready to tackle the job. I think one of the things that this also points out, though, as well, is there's that huge chasm after a few years between them and the rest of your workforce. How do you close that gap? Francis, you mentioned the VA being at the top of the list in terms of satisfaction of their new employees, 90% satisfaction rate among those that were new to government. But if you look at the rest of their workforce, that satisfaction rate is at 64%. Clearly, you know, something's going on. Clearly, they are doing something right with those new folks. They've got to figure out what that is, how they continue to push that forward with the rest of their workforce as well.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission is usually near the top of the Best Places to Work survey. They're second on this list, NASA third, GSA fourth, Social Security Administration fifth. A lot of those agencies are agencies that have a very clear and very attractive mission.
And certainly mission match is part of the driver to their satisfaction overall as well. And that's, again, Francis, where it goes well beyond simply paying compensation issues. One of the really interesting things that we did with this data as well, which, again, looks beyond the pay and compensation issues, we looked at those 30 and under, 3 years or less in government, and looked at the differences between those who indicated in the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey whether or not they plan to stay in the agency or whether or not they plan to leave. And one of the biggest drivers or differences or gaps in those two groups was something called empowerment. And really what that comes down to is, you know, the employee's ability to take kind of their own initiative, to have a sense of personal responsibility in the work that's being done. That was one of the biggest differentiators between those 30 and under, 3 years and less in government, between their interest in staying with the agency or interest in leaving. So clearly, I think that some of that may be a generational thing that we've heard before. The younger generation wants to take a little bit more initiative. They want to own things. Clearly, again, we're seeing that in this data, that give them the opportunity, give them some empowerment, they're much more likely to stay. I think that's not only important for somebody who's coming right into your agency, but probably keeping them longer term as well.
There's a number at the end of this that I thought was really interesting. I wouldn't have expected. Currently, nearly 10% of the federal workforce is 20-something, And at some agencies, such as PTO, Patent Trademark, and Customs and Border Protection, the percentage doubles to 20 and 18% respectively. That really surprises me.
Yeah, and it actually has been increasing a little bit over the last few years. And again, I think, you know, in part, you know, the retirement tsunami that has been predicted for so long, while it maybe hasn't been a tsunami, certainly, you know, a lot of people within government either reaching or already retiring from government, and you know, some new blood beginning to come into government as well. So again, I think that's indicative of what we're seeing in general. You know, with a new generation of federal employees coming in.
That's a good sign, Tim, and I appreciate you being on to talk about it today.
Always a pleasure.
Tim McManus, the Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service.